Man, I hate the Arctic. Being part of Foxhound sucks.
What did you expect? You were gonna sign up and be Liquid Snake's right-hand man?
Something. You know, the name Foxhound makes it sound a lot cooler than it is. And I think last week my paycheck was short. Who am I gonna complain to? Psycho Manus? That guy creeps me out with all that S&M shit.
Yeah, well.
And it's cold as a witch's teat around here. Look at that vent. You could fit a whole grown man in there. Turn off the heat.
Wait, did you see that? It was Snake. He went around the corner.
What? Man, there's nothing here but this box.
He was here.
You do know what Snake looks like, right?
Of course I do. As a matter of fact, I think that's him.
Wait a minute. Did you see Snake run around the corner, or did you see a box?
No. What I'm saying is...
Shut up. Here comes Psycho Manus.
What happened?
Nothing. This guy thinks he saw a solid box run around this corner.
It was Snake.
What was Snake? The box?
No, I'm saying Snake ran around the corner, then maybe he hid or something, in which case he would probably be under...
Whelmed with your performance? Well, that would make two of us.
But...
Look, I pay you to walk to the end of this hallway, turn right, walk to the end of that hallway, big yawn, repeat. Got it?
Yeah.
And you, hold on to this key card for the lab, but don't go in the lab. Just patrol right outside of the lab. The card is just in case you have to pee or take a dump or something. I don't want you going in my bathroom.
Okay.
You both have your orders. Now get back to your posts.
That guy's gonna be lucky if I don't shove my boot up his player 2 slot. Am I right? Guy. Where'd you...
Hey.
Ah, shit.
Mario!
Groovy!
I know all the game.
You game!
Finish him! Everybody back again this week. They can't all be winners, everyone. They can't all be winners. With me, as always, Giant Shock.
Riding Shotgun.
His Gal Friday. Novus Redemptor.
I have a new chair.
And his gal Thursday, Max Barracuda, is not with us tonight, but I will be calling him. He's not getting out of this quiz.
Yeah, so while we're waiting for him to be called, let's just kind of make fun of him. Pussy.
Yeah, he is a pussy.
This will be the first quiz you've ever taken, man.
Yeah, tonight on the show, I'll be taking the quiz. I'll be putting my credits where my mouth is.
That's right.
Japan's got a new mascot, official world mascot. And we won't be doing History of Worms because, to reiterate, Max Barracuda is, in fact, a pussy. Let's check out what's new. What's new? Can't wait for him to hear it. All right, so what are you guys playing this week?
It's Titanfall, basically. And,
right.
I was messing with the demo and watching videos of a game I'm waiting to come out. It's not really what I'm playing, but I'm looking forward to be playing.
It is so weird that you're saying that because I bought a game last night and I didn't get to play it, but that's kind of what I'm going to go over and what we're playing anyway. So what's yours?
Octodad, man. I'm actually going to dust off my PS4, plug it in and see how it's going to take with me. It's just a weird, independent game, so I imagine it's gonna be between like $10 and $20, somewhere around that range. And the whole concept is that you're an octopus dressed in a suit, and no one knows that you're not a guy, even your wife, which is weird because you're married to her, have children. So I don't know about the logistics of the game, but
do you have octa kids or
no
regular, quad kids,
regular kids
they would call it,
regular kids? I don't know what exactly. I'm not
ugly.
They,
kids,
I would... No, they look like, well, they, let's just say they have the mom's features. All right,
like, okay.
And your whole deal is that you don't...
What's your wife like, a 6?
I mean, this is very, very cartoony,
right?
So like, yeah, she's a 10, bro.
Oh yeah. All right, so this octopus is doing well.
Oh yeah, well, he's doing great. Good. And, like, you just got to do, like, mundane things, like, get to the altar without, like, and the whole point of the game is to, like, not have people notice that you're a fucking octopus. So, they're like, there's a meter of, that if you hit it, then they're all like, hey, what the fuck? But walking around is basically, you have 4 appendages in your little You have eight appendages, really, but they're all like condensed into the sleeves and
right, legs. Right. Two for the legs, two for. Right.
And you hit the four bumpers right. to control your one arm, one leg, one. You know, and basically you have to navigate through just hallways and shit, not knocking over stuff.
Each limb is like a different button.
Each like, let's say you hit like L trigger, that's your right leg, and you hit trigger, it's your left leg, and you hit R trigger, it's your right leg, and so forth with the bumpers, and. You basically have to just do everyday things like mow the lawn and get to the altar.
Oh, it's just being like an awkward octopus man?
Yeah, but like the controls are like, it takes a couple minutes to get used to. But once you get used to them, you could do it. But it looks bonkers when you're trying to like literally you're fucking all over the place and people are just like, "Hey man, you need some help with that?" blah 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 blah. And like,
that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's like one of these like I love the fact that like some of these independent games can get funded, you know, to basically do some wacky idea like this.
Do you know if it was a crowdsourced game?
I don't know if it was a crowdsourced game, but, you know, I'm imagining since it's an independent game market, like, they had to fund it to a certain extent by themselves.
Right.
And, you know, most of these companies that, you know, like Activision or any other company like that, where basically you're going to put up games like Call of Duty's, you know, Assassin's Creed's, like multiple sequels of them because they don't want to necessarily... maybe lose money on a weird idea like this.
Right. Right.
So I'm pretty psyched about that. And Titanfall kicks ass still.
Yeah. I mean, the rise of the indie games is actually pretty sweet because I know when I was growing up, games didn't have to make sense. Like Battletoads.
Abe's Oddworld.
Right. Awesome Possum.
Now, what you were talking about the game with Octodad, though, like that sounds like Quap. If you ever seen that? It's the runner guy. And basically you press Q, W, O, or P to control the calves or thighs of a runner. Mm-hmm. And nobody knows how to play it because you'll press the button and suddenly your character will just fall down. It's basically the kind of, it seems like kind of the same idea where you have to kind of get into a controller scheme, but it seems like they've improved it much since then.
It's definitely not as difficult to navigate your guy as that game. Because one, you're not a keyboard, you're a controller, and that's easier right away.
Yeah.
And you basically you use the two
analogs.
You two analogs to control.
I see you making your thumb gestures.
Yeah,
like you're doing. I'm gonna say joysticks,
but I'm gonna date myself. Like
two thumbs are sizing each other up for a thumb war.
I'm about to go at it, but no, but you know, I'm about to date myself. Yeah, the two joysticks.
Okay.
Yeah, but the two analogs and the left side obviously controls the left side, and the right side controls the right side.
You know what would be cool if they came out with this game for kind of Gunstringer style. If anyone played Gunstringer,
the one with the puppet,
marionette puppet. For it was the only good Kinect game, as far as I'm concerned.
I saw it, never played it.
It was fun. Your right hand, or I guess you could swap it to the left. I was always using the right. Would control where the marionette went in the stage, and your left hand you'd pull back the chute, and the chute was very basic. The chute was basically an auto aim. But your hand back and forth would control crudely, because it was the first Kinect, and it was the first Kinect.
So, in other words, still crudely.
Right, right. But it would be cool if they brought it to the new Kinect. The new Kinect seems like it would be all right for the Kinect demo that I played.
Has anything else come out for the Kinect yet?
Negative.
Of course.
Xbox One.
Right. So, Novus, you play anything new this week?
Well... After last week, I said I was playing Mega Man 3. I beat that. It started on Mega Man 4. I borrowed The Last of Us from Shock over here. Mm-hmm. I started playing it. 2.5 hours in, I have a tendency to play a lot of more modern games and do a live tweet on my one of my Twitter accounts. I spent more time tweeting than I did playing the game because of the fact that there was so much cutscene to it.
Yeah.
So I'm liking it so far to an extent, but it's like, okay, sequence of a guys to kill stealth. Then move on. More story, sequence of guys to kill stealth. And it just kind of seems like that back and forth so far. So right now it's a little rough to start.
If you don't like stealthy games, man, then
I like stealthy games, but like there's so much. Like I understand the world that they're in looks really good. They're trying to build up a lot of story, like a lot of just shit going on, and it's good. It's just I'm not immersed in it yet.
I couldn't handle the slowness of the gameplay, and I played it for like 10 hours and I had to give it. I kept dying on certain parts. And I was like, I love the story, but I just can't play the game anymore.
Like the problem I'm having with it, I had a laugh about it because they were giving me all the tutorial stuff saying, "Oh, don't go running at the enemies." I'm like, "Fuck you, I'll do what I want." but I'll go and try to get a stealth kill. It'll be one of those things where, like, I don't see a guy until I move to a certain distance, and I try to back up, and they don't see me, but the NPC starts firing off a gun. Yeah. I'm like, you just ruined stealth, you dumb bastard.
Right.
So that keeps happening to me, but otherwise, like, it's just a little bit slow to start.
I really feel that game would be easier if I was actually the character, like, doing the stuff. Because, like, there's so many times I just don't see somebody.
Yeah.
And, like, putting your ear to the wall and seeing the people.
Yeah, it only works to a certain distance.
It does not even help.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I am playing Titanfall still, but we record on Wednesday, and Metal Gear came out yesterday, or 2 days ago.
Was it a mini Metal Gear type game?
It was a mini Metal Gear. I did buy it.
It's not like the next release in the series.
No, right?
No. It's almost one. Like a downloadable content. It's a little above it. They're saying that it should take you about 2 to 3 hours to beat.
How much did you spend on it?
$30.
$30 for 2 hours of gameplay?
Well,
were they $15?
I saw it like this. I had Battlefield laying around, and I could get $32 for it. I had a $7 gift certificate in my wallet. And I was just informed by my brother that the Assassin's Creed t-shirts, so the swag t-shirts, were half off at the GameStop. So I was looking for a reason to go to GameStop. So I went down there, and it was almost like an even swap, I considered it, for Battlefield, for the new Metal Gear, just to try it out. It's basically the first mission. I paid $15, and I know Grandpa Salty, Max Barracuda, and I both had an issue with how much we paid for, let's say, some of the downloadable boards on other games, like the Batman we both had a big
Dan,
problem
you,
with.
Dan, you have $40 for the Metal Gear, but you don't have no money for the Wii U?
You're done. Well, Harley's Revenge in Arkham City, that's what it was.
Yeah, that was no good.
It was $15. So this is, I get to play a little something out of the new Metal Gear. It looks beautiful. I started like 5 seconds of it, and I didn't get to, but it's the first real sandbox Metal Gear. Like I said, it looks gorgeous. And I think that the $30 is okay. That's what I wanted to ask you guys. These little snippy games, I mean, it's more than obviously a regular downloadable content game, which Harley's Revenge really took me like 20 minutes to beat.
Yeah, that was dumb. The only reason it took longer is because the fight with her, like, you had to go kill all the guys and make sure she didn't see you and not get hit by a rocket, which was just, it wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't.
The DLC for the Batman games bothered me to begin with, but anyway, I'm going to ask you, how is Kiefer Sutherland as Snake?
Like I said, I only got to play the first 5 minutes. I mean,
no cutscenes or anything?
No, there were cutscenes. It sounded good.
Okay.
It sounded good. It sounded like Kiefer, I mean, he's got a gritty voice already, and he was, it sounded like he was throwing a little extra grit, if that's what you're asking, if he was trying to be Solid Snake.
I just want to know how he sounded.
Did you watch a cutscene of it?
Yeah, just in the very beginning, and you end up on the base. It's a big military base that you're breaking into, and I basically didn't even get to go up to the lock. I just wanted to see it.
Does anyone even believe you? Because, like, usually when Kiefer Sutherland's Jack Bauer, even though he saves the day every season, no one believes that he's on their side, or, you know.
I didn't get to talk to anyone. I don't know.
Damn it.
Forget but you, Snake. That's kind of what I want to ask you guys. Would you guys want to see more or less of these $30 hits precludes?
Nah, man. That's a lot of money for not much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you get, they're promising some sort of bonus for when the new Metal Gear comes out that I'll get because I bought that game.
You're going to get a trophy and that's about it. Like a trophy in-game, not a real physical trophy.
Well, a skin or like,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, but still, that's not worth the extra money to me who's, you know, fucking.
That's, I mean, like, I have no problem with paying, you know, for shit I like.
Yeah.
But that is, like, that's serious gouge for not much game.
Right.
Like, I mean, they give, you know, was The Walking Dead chapters are $5 each, and you play them for, they're 2.5 hours, but they're $5, you know?
You know what they could have done? The way they did Dead Rising 2. They did Dead Rising Case Zero.
Case Zero. Yep.
You know, the preemptive thing, it was $5 when that came out. They should have just done that.
Dude, it definitely reminded me of that, but at the same time, Case Zero was not 2 to 3 hours.
If you take long enough, sure.
Meh.
Yeah, it still is $5. We paid $30 for this thing.
Yeah, this is
right.
That's a lot of money. You can go buy about 3 used games, or you know.
When I have to...
A bunch of independent games?
I mean, as a person who buys video games all the time and loves video games, when you have to rationalize buying video games like I did last night, yeah, it's a little bit of a ripoff.
Because you know what? I have no problem spending $30 on a downloadable game or even content, but like that is a lot of money for a prelude.
If it's worthwhile content, then spend the money, yeah.
If you guys want to talk about that, I mean... Even with Titanfall, after the initial, yes, I finally have a game that I really wanted to play on Xbox One, was said and done, I mean, I still paid full price $60 for a game that has as much multiplayer as the old Call of Duty, but no story mode. I felt that maybe a $40 price tag, now that the hype's dying down, I'm thinking $60 was a lot of money just for a multiplayer game.
I have a feeling in the long run for that game... People are going to get a little bit more offended by the fact that, you know, you spent $60 for the game itself and you got so little. They're going to expand the game. They're going to add more mechs. They're going to add more things. And by the end of it, you're going to end up spending
more. For it.
Yeah, they're going to end up, you're going to end up spending more than twice the amount that you pay for the original game.
Well, they actually came out and said they're not coming out with more mechs, but I don't know.
Fucking crap.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe
it. I love, you know, FPSs, but I feel the FPSs, since they are so popular... They really, really, like, you almost buy the game twice because of all the DLC that they put out
there. Yeah, it's nonsense.
I refrained from buying the season pass with Titanfall when I didn't in Gears. Gears was a given every year.
It's funny because, like, I'll probably play the multiplayer longer in Titanfall just because that is the only part of the game. Then
right.
Gears, after, right. like, I beat it and I played a little bit of the multiplayer, that it got, like, you know, my problem with Gears was that the first multiplayer they had was so... so much better than the ones that they had in the 2, 3, and the
Judgment.
The new one they had.
Do you really think it was better or just different?
You know,
at the time?
The execution, the gameplay changed because it was a slow-paced game and very, very like organized in the first one, where what you did mattered. And the newer ones, there's mad glitchy. I remember when they added the ink grenades and all the types of grenades were super glitchy, where you
right.
could get blasted everywhere. And the fact that you're... Execution mode with the fucking ghost cam / like no one. It's just
so
it's
ghost
insane.
Cam was too much. I mean, like the little. What did they do before? It was just like a corner cam, but people could still hide from them.
You
right?
It was basically like looking at a security cam. You could see like eight different
right.
views.
You kind of switch between areas of the map,
and you could see it above head. But that was before. I'm sorry, that was before party chat though.
Right.
You could private chat someone, but you couldn't talk to your whole team.
Okay, so even if it wasn't a better game, it was just during a different.
I just liked how they set it up better,
in
you know?
Xbox. You know, I mean, before the party chat.
The party chat didn't ruin so much as the ghost cam, because if the ghost cam really killed it, where you can go right up on somebody where he's hiding, and then just be like, he's there. Because
I know.
How many,
I know.
Could you tag them in ghost cam?
Like, No.
Plus, I also disliked the fact that you couldn't just like get into a room and play like an 18 or 19 round game, and just have the, you know, all everyone there to play a 19 round game, where and the new one was like, you play... Best of 5 or best of 3, whatever it was.
Right, that was always.
Well, if you're playing ranked, yeah, they kind of shoo you along.
Yeah, but everyone's so obsessed with things, you can't play a private game. It's just
right.
not going to happen.
People
like,
don't
want to.
Oh,
I want my kills to count. Like I do too.
Well, at least in Gears 3, private kills count for achievements and all that kind
well,
of crap.
Does it count? Does it count towards your weapon kills, or does it count towards just?
It counts towards everything.
Yeah.
I got, when I was back into achievements, I got the whole rundown on how to do everything for Seriously 3.0 and all that bullshit. And you can do it all in private.
You can do it in horde mode, right?
Some of it can be done in horde mode, I think.
Right. It's funny, when Novus talks to like about those days, it's like a former streetwalker talking about her addiction and what she had to do.
Right.
I know.
I know.
I have stories that I could tell about what I did at that time.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? You ever suck dick for achievements?
Yeah. Okay. Before you go on, Rock Band 2, Bladder of Steel achievement. You ever see that?
No.
Play the entire set without pausing or failing. So you can put it on easy if you want to.
How long is
the
set?
Set's like 60 to 80 songs.
It's all the songs in the game.
People, yeah, they play it in the same order every time.
It's like, what, 5 hours?
Maybe 5 to 6 hours. But they
I would have just drugged my TV into the bathroom at that
they,
point.
They play in the boat. Same order. People on some sites will sit there and say, okay, here's the song list. Here's where you can go pee. Here's where you can do this. You have 30 seconds right here so you don't have to play anything. Go do this then. Like, they will map it out for you.
Yeah, you just get a friend.
You could, but I was living in Queens at the time. I didn't have friends.
Queens. There's no friends to be had in Queens, is what you should take from this podcast.
Yep. Okay, go on.
All right. Well, I mean, next week I'll come out with my final verdict on Metal Gear.
Okay.
But it is interesting that they came out with a $30 game. Quick question. Do you guys think they came out with it because they're just nowhere close to finishing the actual game and wanted to pump something out there, like maybe Xbox asked them to?
If they did, I really would not Xbox, pay $30 bucks for that.
And they, do you think they just wanted to stay relevant? Kind of like give it a little taster out there?
I think no matter what.
Or do you think it was just a cash grab? Just here's, like, hey, you know, I know the new systems, PS4 and Xbox, are kind of hurting for a game, so
I know
this game, pay me $30.
I know I'd be annoyed if I bought the game when it came out and I just had that as free, like a part of the game.
It likely will end up being that way
somehow. I will be super annoyed. Anyway, on to the news.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone!
Don't need money!
News, everyone.
Take me away. I don't mind.
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B square. Hit the B square.
I actually wrote the news a little earlier in the week, and I actually forget what stories I decided were important. Oh, I got little snippets. Xbox is getting the friends notification back in April, which is okay, I guess.
What's that, where they send you like, hey, would you like to be my friend?
No. When you're playing a game on your Xbox 360 and someone goes, oh, you know, Giant Shock signed on. Well, Xbox One just doesn't have it yet.
At all?
No.
Oh, it's kind of funny because I actually turned mine off recently just so it wouldn't affect my Let's Play.
Yeah, games. I'm fine with it being off. Yeah, that was annoying where like some guy would be like, dicking around, be like, he signs on. Like, what the fuck is that guy doing?
Yeah, that drives me crazy.
I've erased people off my buddy list for that. Good friends, too. But I'm just actually hoping that, just like they have a favorites section of your friends, I'm hoping that you can pick and choose who will give you the notification.
The only downside to the way the Xbox 360 does it is that if you take off notifications for friends, you take off notifications for everything.
I know.
You know, it's like I was trying to send my friend an invite to a party chat, and I was like, did I send it? Did it go? Oh, you joined. Okay, cool. Hurrah.
All right, another little snippet just real quick. SimCity finally got an offline mode this week.
Yes.
Yeah? You playing it?
I never played it, but I like SimCity.
I actually, what was keeping me from playing it was the fact that it had to be online and the fact that they were just the servers were crashing and people couldn't play it.
Yeah, because that was chaotic when it came out.
So. Yeah, for people who don't know, SimCity required you to play online.
That was one of the bigger ones that came out and failed as launch because of the online thing, right?
Yeah. Okay. It came out last year for Maxis, and the GM, Lucy Bradshaw, said that online mode didn't fit in with the company's vision for the game and stuff, and then all of a sudden, and it would require significant engineering and whatever, yeah. But you're not selling your game, so you got to do it.
I haven't played one of those probably since like I had a compact Presario. Like besides the better graphics, have they really made that many differences in the like in the gameplay itself?
They probably add a lot to it, but you know it's
that's a weird personifier, by the way. None of us have any clue when the last time you owned a compact Presario.
Well, the company's been defunct for about 15 years.
Yeah, because compacts were a piece of shit. So yeah.
Right, but you could have been holding on to it for the last 15 years. I don't know.
I wasn't.
I would have smashed the hell out of it because that thing sucked.
First of all, computers you can't hold on to for that long because all the fucking your drivers and the fucking media players are dead.
That's a lie.
And the hi-fis and
I can hold on to it forever.
Anyway, on to the real news.
No, Japan, I want to know how old is it.
Japan has a new mascot going into the World Cup this year. Any idea?
A bad driver.
Keeping in mind this is a video game podcast.
Something
Mario Kart.
Something right. Significantly less racist.
Mm-hmm. Pikachu really? Will be joining that's Japan's awesome. World Cup.
Does he have team little soccer shorts and a jersey? You know,
he does. Yes. He does. It's adorable, and he's bringing a couple friends this year to Brazil.
Bulbasaur, Charmander,
Squirtle, and Chespin. Chespin being from the latest game that came out last year.
Chespin's post 150. So
Chespin, any guess on which type of Pokemon Chespin is?
I haven't seen anything since.
Mental.
Grass people.
Chespin?
Yeah. FIFA? Grass?
Oh, I'm talking about his name. Like,
he's the new starting grass type from Pokemon X and Y.
On an unrelated note, the original Pokemon series is now on Netflix. Go watch it.
Is that that's a completely related note.
The original.
Like, yeah.
I didn't watch it because I thought it was like, it said Pokemon whatever.
Pokemon Indigo League is the original series.
Yeah, it's the whole jam.
Up until a certain point.
I just love that shit.
Yeah, watch that. It's good stuff.
What about the Team Rocket? Are they going to be involved in a little Japan?
I hope that they show up. Is this going to change anyone who they're they rooting for?
They should be Team China,
year?
Like, because they're the bad guys, whatever.
Are the Chinese the bad guys of Japan?
Yeah. Yes, they are. They hate each other.
I thought America was the bad guy of everybody.
Right.
Well, we did blow them to hell, but we did rebuild their whole place.
We'll be Team Rocket. Are you guys going to be rooting for China? I kind of am going to be rooting for Japan. I mean, of course.
Now I'm going to give them a little root.
Right.
What are we talking about again? Soccer?
Pokemon.
Oh, Pokemon. Speaking of soccer and video games, fucking FIFA trying to get me twice in 1 year with the same game. They're putting out FIFA World Cup Edition where it's like strictly like all the stadiums in Rio and Brazil. And,
oh, you know how it feels now since they tried to hit me for Tomb Raider twice in 1 year.
They're trying to pull a Street Fighter on you and pull like 10,000 different editions out of their ass.
It's like, but you get DJ in this game. All right.
I don't give a fuck. Right. Now you can play this game, but faster.
Who's that Tomahawk dude? Was it Tomahawk? Yeah, it was T-Hawk. Yeah.
Fei Long and Cammy.
Yeah, it was just a whole bunch of kind of racial stereotypes.
Well, now they're actually making like an ultra.
They actually had DJ jump out from the hammock. Remember that?
He had to play maracas, awful. Which I don't even think is a Jamaican thing.
I don't remember. People didn't do any history. There was no Wikipedia, so I don't blame them.
Pete, you hear this? Do a history on DJ.
Really, yeah. I know about DJ is if they put maximum on his pants because it said maximum on the left and the right side of the screen.
Yeah. That's yeah, all well. You know what? Maybe I'll start doing that to Max. I'll just start asking him to do histories of specific characters.
That and the guy who played DJ in the movie Street Fighter. I just learned this today, actually, weird enough, that he was the guy who they based Good Morning Vietnam on.
What? Good Morning Vietnam.
The Robin Williams movie.
The Robin Williams movie was based on the guy that DJ was based on.
No, the actor in the movie who played DJ.
Okay.
He was the guy who the movie Good Morning Vietnam was based on. I don't know
why. Is anyone else having trouble following?
The actor who played DJ, right?
Right.
He was supposed to be the guy in Good Morning Vietnam. Like that was the actual guy who the story is based on.
Robin Williams' character.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. All right. Interesting.
Instead, they got a white guy, which is typical Hollywood.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where I was going. They didn't.
Okay,
he was black.
Okay, well, you said Robin Williams' character, so I thought, okay, Robin Williams.
Anyway.
Oh, you're talking about Good Morning Vietnam?
Yeah.
No, he's a black guy. Yeah, they totally screwed him. They put a white guy as.
Right.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I was talking about DJ. I was like, no, that's a DJ, that's right?
Robin Williams, no less. Can you imagine the pride you would feel that they're doing your life story in a movie and the just crestfallenness you would feel when they go... Robin Williams.
So I think the movie would sell better if you were white.
Genie from Aladdin will be playing.
Let me just make sure I'm taking this away correctly. The character that Robin Williams plays in Good Morning Vietnam was supposed to be black.
Yes.
That's okay.
Yes. The guy running the radio station.
Okay, I am not surprised.
Weird DJ trivia here at Squad.
Is that why they call him DJ? Maybe?
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe,
I'm blowing my own mind.
It's all right. There we go. We did the history segment.
Whoa. I'm going to have to come up with some... I mean, Max Barracuda's going to have to come up with
good
some...
Good morning, M. Bison!
Yes!
Anyway, out this week, Infamous Second Son looks amazing. Metal Gear Solid Ground Zero.
We already know how Ninja that much that
Ninja Gaiden Z.
Ninja Gaiden Z look good.
I actually am flipping through the pages. I should have said this out first, but whatever.
Ninja Gaiden, I like the way the games look. They seem so fun, and then you start playing and be like, fuck this game.
Too repetitive for me now.
I can't get past the first boss. There's no time to be repetitive.
It just, nah. Ninja Gaiden doesn't do it for me anymore. Moving on. Watch Dogs creative director says, Johan Morin. He says that the story will be 35 to 40 hours to beat, and that's doing a little roaming around here and there.
That game is not in my quiz tonight.
That's beefy. You know, that's
a
good beefy.
Size. It's a nice size.
35 to 40, and he said that if you actually want to do everything, 100 hours, which is, you know, there's going to be little collectibles, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Which I won't get.
But still, 100 hours for, like, collectibles.
Right. He did not mention any side missions, which I was hoping to hear about.
Is this going to be a sandbox game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's also going to have an 8-player free roam mode that I'm excited about, where players go head-to-head. And
this is the game basically where you're hacking shit with your cell phone, right?
Yeah, and the free roam is 8 players free roam mode, and they're using their hacking skills against each other. He didn't say whether you're trying to kill each other or drop mailboxes.
Does anyone know how the gameplay is in this game yet?
No.
Because, I mean, I imagine it's going to be full of tons of mini games with the cell phone, right? Like, it's not just going to be like you point a cell phone at something and you go boop, 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 boop.
I'm more interested in the multiplayer for the fact that I hope it's just right. It's not a bunch of like, oh, there's Giant Shock across the street, let me start hacking this light, and you're like hacking the light faster. And like,
is that like
it's a big game of Snake from Nokia phone? You know,
we end up just playing Pong in fucking HD,
right? But I would give him props though, since he seems to do stuff from his phone. If he had Snake on his phone and I had to beat that. That would be fun.
No, it wouldn't.
So they're playing Snake. Playing Candy Crush to get the license change. You
know? And the latest date, May 27th. Hopefully.
Yeah. Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't trust them.
It'll come out someday.
Right, you can't trust them. At this point, nah.
It's funny because, you know, again, I work at a retail place, and they have pre-order stuff for it. And they've had pre-order stuff for it for months. And it's like, why do you guys bother? Hide them.
All right, and the biggest story of the week, which I feel is the biggest story, is Walmart is getting into the secondhand game business.
I read about that.
Did you?
I'm excited. It's just I don't care for Walmart.
I actually like it. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, oh, fuck Walmart, and yeah, it's to a certain degree.
The only downside is they're announcing it now, mm-hmm. which means that they're going to start accepting games. They said they aren't going to start selling them for, like, months from now, though.
Right, right. Well, March 26th is when they're going to start selling them.
I know it's a weird place to take a stand.
I heard they were just taking them as of now. Sorry, what's up?
I know it's a weird place to take a stand on this video game show, but don't go to Walmart. Go to your local like Game Hut or another guy just like that and keep these people in business, because I have Walmart is just not...
Right. I was torn between the two because... Well, once Walmart gets it, and if they do put other people out of business, then basically they can do whatever they want. You know, it'll be a monopoly.
The only reason why they want to do that is so that they take away sales from places like
GameStop.
GameStop, Game Hut, so that they can kill competition so that they could just have a monopoly where if you want to
buy... Well, it's a $2 billion industry. They just want to tap it.
Yeah, but they want to kill the other people so you want to come to them. Because basically, they do everything over in China, and that's basically why they have such an advantage, why everything's so much cheaper over there.
Well, they also said that it's going to be credit only and only games, so you can't bring in your systems or hardware or anything like that.
You can't trade in games for movies or something like that, you're saying?
No. You can trade it in for credit anywhere in the store, okay. Which was a bonus to me for the fact that, and again, I'm just kind of playing devil's advocate, I will be going to my local Game Hut. Just because it's a small owned, you know, it's a
just
independent game store, and I like it. It's in North Babylon, New York. If anyone wants to go there, independent store.
Just say,
and
it.
I support
if you,
that.
If you don't go, you have family that will cut off your balls. That's fine.
It's true.
No, I respect Jay. That like you know like he opened up a business by himself, and there's not enough of that in America. I feel
well, that's why I'm gonna go there, but. I can see why people would... I'm going to take Game Hut out of the equation. I'm going to go to GameStop and Walmart. The reason I didn't bring in Battlefield sooner is because there was no game I was interested in. But I might have brought it in while it was still worth $45 as opposed to the $32 I got if I was interested in buying a toaster at Walmart, say, and I could have got $42 credit at Walmart. So... Between the two, I would probably rather bring it to Walmart than GameStop. Again, I go to Game Hut, but I can see where this could be successful, but my initial reaction was, didn't Best Buy try this, and are they still doing it? I don't know. I don't hear shit about it.
Best Buy still does it. Their prices aren't that good. It's a matter of if Walmart has good prices. It's also a matter of how much they give you for the used games.
Right.
And since you're talking about, like, oh, I can trade in the game and get this toaster, it's also a matter of practicality for the individual.
Right.
So.
Right. I mean, that's a good point, but also, I was thinking that Walmart is just going to get kind of, I don't know if they have the patience for it, if they're going to actually stay up on dropping the prices each month like GameStop does of used games.
I mean, they're a huge, huge entity. They could just pay some people to just literally copy what GameStop does.
Right.
Whatever they're offering. Or they could just, you know, right off the bat be like, give us a flyer, we'll match the offer. And they don't have to, they don't even have to do research. They'd be like, hey, look, lowest price guaranteed. If you find out they'll offer cheaper, then we'll match it.
Well, they came out. They said that only 3,100 stores will be participating at first nationwide. And also,
how many Walmarts are there in America?
Probably
3,100. We'll do a starter run of 3,100 stores.
Oh, dude, I would guarantee
you. Yeah, that's not like a McDonald's, like, where it's like a corner block is, you know, on the corner you can put a McDonald's. That's a fucking huge store.
Right. I think there's more than you're thinking. Just little snippets of it. Snippets of information about this story. GameStop stock dipped pretty significantly when they came out with that.
Just a quick question. Do you think GameStop is going to make it through this generation of gaming? Like, I'm taking these systems that are coming out to the next system.
They have a pretty good fixing. I don't know how to say this, but
it just seems like every entity.
If you want your console fixed, you can still go to GameStop, and Walmart's not going to touch that.
It's a repair system.
Right.
Yeah. All I know, well, actually, I think they wouldn't fix my 360.
Yeah, they have a deal with some company in Texas. I forget what it is, but they'll ship it to Texas and fix it for you.
I mean, I went there. They said we don't fix these things.
Oh, really? Well, they do. I mean, they just didn't like the cut of your jib. But
well, that guy didn't feel like doing shit that day.
Right.
It's not. All I know is that it just seems like every entity wants to take away business from GameStop. Like GameStop was like they were talking shit, and now everyone's like, man.
But you know what? I've realized lately. Like, I haven't heard anyone ever say a particularly good thing about GameStop, and I'm like, how are they still in business if no one seems to like them?
It's like Justin Bieber.
He's got like the most followers on
YouTube.
That's
different, though. People still follow.
No.
Him.
Well, on YouTube,
Twitter. Or is it with Katy Perry? I don't know.
I think there's a gamer out there. I'm gonna have to follow up on that, but I think there's a gamer out there that has more followers. I was reading an article.
No, these motherfuckers got like 52 million followers.
Maybe on Twitter, but on YouTube, I think there's a gamer that beats him and somebody else combined.
I don't think he's a big YouTube guy.
I don't care about
his swag.
I don't care about him. All right, so that's the news. That's the news. Let's. I'm actually going to call up Max Barracuda on the phone, so we're going to work that out because I the last thing I need is to beat Giant Shock's ass in this quiz. Just up and down, mop the floor with him, and then have Max Barracuda tell me that it didn't count. So let's. I'm gonna call his sick ass at home.
Nice,
Giant. You get the plug for me. Nice.
Is he prepared for this? Is he ready? Is he?
Not I don't know. Who cares?
Laying at home sick.
I know.
I'm not really ready, guys. I'm sorry.
Called his house.
Yeah. Bowl of chicken soup. Well, and I mean, a box of tissues.
Do you think we should just maybe pause it?
We're calling him now.
Right. In retrospect,
I'm just gonna hit the testing as soon as he picks up.
When he answers.
Hello.
Hey, Pete
this
Berg.
Is a test. Top quiz, hot shot.
Test. Hey Max.
Hello?
Yeah. We're on a little bit of a delay. You down with this test?
Hang on.
Sure.
Are you guys recording?
Yeah, we're recording. You into this test?
Okay. Yeah, I'm in.
All right. Novus actually came up with the test. So for you to say I'm in, you just have to say I know it. because Giant and I are on hand rise.
I figured we'd go around and do the circle thing.
Okay, we're doing a circle thing. I came up with that, and it's
no, whatever. No. It's a like hand raising only, Pete. I'm sorry, you're at a disadvantage.
Okay, so
what is the test?
The test is going to be games or things that are related to games stuck in development hell.
Okay,
so for those of you who don't know what development hell is, it's basically when games get announced and then they don't reappear anywhere for years and years and years, and suddenly, you know, they either get canceled or they actually get made. These are games that go on that list. And basically I'm going to ask a series of questions. There's 8 questions and a couple of bonus ones.
A couple of bonus ones? Here's, so you mean there's like 10 questions and one?
Okay, technically there's 12, but here's the deal. Person who answers the question right can answer the bonus question first. Okay?
Okay.
And if they get it wrong, then it goes on to the other two who didn't get it right. Okay?
I don't get it, but I'm just going to be sit down.
All right. So, but when I ask the question, everyone's going to go around and give their answer. Okay? We're going to start with Pete because he's on a delay, and I don't want to fuck around with that.
Okay.
Okay, Pete?
Okay, sounds good.
Or Max.
All right. How's the weather out there, Pete?
Okay. All right, so question one. This game was originally meant to be released for the PlayStation 2 in 2001, but was canceled and remained undeveloped until the rights to the Source franchise were purchased by Sega in 2006. After announcing Gearbox's involvement in the project that same year, the project spent an additional 7 years in development before being released in February 2013.
Ooh.
So we do a round table?
Yeah.
I have an idea.
Yeah. Pete, you're up first, and then go to the other guys.
Wait, you say I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Is it Duke Nukem?
Giant, what do you got?
I guess I'll agree with Pete because I had no answer.
Oh, fuck you. I was going to say Duke Nukem anyway.
You're all wrong.
What?
Aliens Colonial Marines.
Should have known that one.
Oh,
Aliens Colonial Marines.
That piece of shit.
Yeah, picked up by Sega in 2006.
Look, there was no way I was going to say that because there's no way I spent 13 years in development.
Yeah.
It did.
You threw me a loop when you said that Sega bought something in 2006.
Sega bought the rights to the Alien games.
Okay.
That's Sonic the Hedgehog. All
right.
And I had a bonus question for that, but since nobody got it, fuck y'all. All right, question two. This one you probably won't know, so.
Oh.
Sorry. This survival horror game was one of the first titles to be announced for the Nintendo Wii console in 2006. After the game failed to surface even in playable demo form, news and rumors pertaining to the development issues swirled until 2010, when the game was officially canceled.
Oh, I know this one.
Pete?
Can you read that one more time? I'm sorry.
Okay. Survival horror game was one of the earliest titles announced for the Nintendo Wii console in 2006. After the game failed to even surface in playable demo form, news and rumors pertaining to development issues swirled until 2010 when the game was officially canceled.
It's just one that didn't come out.
Didn't come out, survival horror game for the Wii.
Survival horror didn't come out, 2010 canceled. This is a tough one. I'm going to just go ahead and say I have no idea.
Okay.
What platform did that come out on, man?
It didn't come out on anything. It was coming out on the Wii. I know it.
I think I may have gotten it.
Go for it.
I know it.
It's not obscure, is it?
Well.
Shock.
Resident Evil?
Sadness?
1 point for Rise.
Yeah!
What was it?
Sadness.
Oh.
The Sadness.
Okay. That's actually the one that I thought no one would
sadness.
Get, so... Wow.
Oh, wait. I actually, when I heard it was just me in shock, I didn't have the idea of calling Max. I came up with just victory stuff.
Really?
Tenacious D.
Man, fuck you.
Anyway.
Okay, so right now you're leading by one.
Yeah.
Alright. This game was first announced back in 1997, but after a year of hearsay, information on the game's development vanished. After a brief resurgence in 2007, after the release of a teaser trailer and a lawsuit in 2009 between the original development team and the game's publisher, Gearbox took the reins and finally released the game in 2011 to dismal reception.
Okay, I know this one.
That one's got to be Duke Nukem.
I'm going to have Duke Nukem.
Duke.
Yes. Right. Yeah. That was a little easy.
I knew that one.
Okay. All right. Number four. This game's predecessor left the series on a confusing cliffhanger back in 2007 before spending a hiatus in development hell that persists to this day. In fact, the only thing pertaining to this series since then has been a sequel to the minigame that coincided with the release of this game's predecessor.
Oof. Mm. So it's a sequel that never came out.
Sequel that never came out.
2007, and the main developer left.
The main developer
has only created things that are like that are the only thing that the main developer created pertaining to this game is a mini game that coincided with the game's release.
I'm trying to think of a name of a game that I played around that time, like a sci-fi game. God damn, what was it called? If it's what I think it is, I'm going to kick myself. I keep wanting to say Indigo Prophecy, but I know that's not it. But let's go with that because I'm blanking.
Okay.
Minigame.
I'm going to go with Indigo Prophecy because I don't know. I'm like completely. I don't know.
I hate you. I hate you.
I don't know, man.
I don't remember. It's the timeline is coming around the same time as Kingdom Hearts. But I don't remember Kingdom Hearts minigame. A minigame?
When I say minigame, I mean like a game that was tacked on hour or two long. Not like a, you know, like an in-game mini little fight thing. I'm talking about like a, it's its own standalone thing.
Kingdom Hearts.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Half-Life 2 Episode 3.
Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, it's, and the minigame is Portal.
Portal. Okay.
Because the sequel to Portal is the only thing that they've done since then.
Kingdom Hearts has all those Game Boy games that come out all the time.
Yeah, well, those don't count. That's why they make them into movies for the
right. Right.
Okay, number five. This game developed by Human Head Studio and produced by the renowned 3D studios known for the Duke Nukem series, among other things, was first announced in 1995. After several failed prototypes using a handful of different engines, the game's development finally picked up in the early 2000s before being released in 2006.
All right, can somebody hand Nova's the phone just so he could read that into it a little?
No one's
I caught maybe three words of that one.
It's not the phone. You're hearing it through the mic.
Yeah, you're hearing it through the mic. Okay, you can hear me now.
Just give it to me one more time.
Yeah? All right. Game developed by Human Head Studios, produced by the renowned 3D studios who made Duke Nukem. First announced in 1995... After failed attempts, they basically lost momentum, picked it up in the early 2000s, and released in 2006.
So was this a... I didn't tell this part. Was this a released game, or was it a canceled game?
It was released in 2006.
In 06. Ooh, this is a tough quiz, though.
Hell yeah, man.
God.
I only know one game series by them, so I'm going to go with it, but whatever.
I don't know. I got nothing here.
Shadow of the Colossus.
That was even...
I don't know.
Prey? Prey series. Is it Prey 2?
Rise got it.
Is it Prey 2?
It's Prey. Because Prey was announced way back when they... You know, fucked around with it for years. Finally released it in 2006, and now they're talking about the second one, which is probably going to take the same amount of time.
I knew that Prey 2 was... The only reason I know that is because Prey 2 is taking forever.
Yeah, no, Prey, the original Prey took 11 years.
Okay.
I remember Prey was a really bad game.
I hated the game, too.
I think they did some other, like, one-word game.
It was one of the first 360 games that came out. I just picked it up because
it was poop. New. It was hot poop. But I didn't... I just remember reading an article about people waiting on Prey 2.
Because it seemed so awesome to begin with, and then they just kind of... Mm.
Okay.
All right, six. This one's a little bit easier, so... this RPG was announced in 2011, but soon met delays when developer Obsidian... Man, fuck you.
Go ahead.
RBG announced in 2011 when developer Obsidian Entertainment announced layoffs. The following year, THQ, the game's publisher, went bankrupt and sold the rights to Ubisoft, who pushed back the release date to March 2014 in order to perform a major overhaul to the game.
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, this is South Park. Stick of Truth.
Giant Shock.
South Park.
Watch Dogs.
Max and then
fuck.
Oh.
I actually did know that one because I knew that THQ. I know THQ. That's my company.
Right. But he said Ubisoft, and I was just like,
they picked it up. I thought that Obsidian.
You just said Watch Dogs is coming out.
I know. May 27th. I can't believe.
So I got that right?
Yeah. You got that right. So right now, it's.
The only reason I know that is I literally paused the game to take this call.
Okay. Well, I thought Obsidian would give it away, but. Okay.
Fuck.
Now, this one. Is not a game. It is a movie that is based on a game.
Okay.
The live-action movie adaptation of a series that has success with real-time strategy and MMORPG installments was originally announced in 2006. No significant progress was made on the project until filming started in early 2014. Okay. The movie is currently slated for 2016.
Okay.
That's got to be World of Warcraft, I would think.
Giant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Warcraft.
Right.
Okay, and last one. And this one will be a little bit of fun. Where's that music coming from?
It's coming from your brain, bro. Just keep it.
This game, announced in 1999, was originally intended to be a four-disc release for the original PlayStation.
Jesus.
After Nintendo bought the rights to the game in 2000 with the intentions to bring it to the GameCube, progress was halted so that developer Silicon Knights could devote their efforts to other projects. In 2005, the game was picked up by Microsoft, who oversaw development on the 360. The game was finally released in August of 2008.
August 2008.
Can you give me the first part of that again?
Okay. Sorry, man. Game in 1999, four-disc release for the original PlayStation, bought out by Nintendo in 2000 to bring to the GameCube. The developer is Silicon Knights.
Oof. Four-disc for PlayStation, bought Nintendo on GameCube, you said?
Yeah, it was going to be for GameCube, and they brought it to the 360 instead.
What year was it released?
2008.
But it wasn't four discs on 360?
No, for 360 it was one disc.
360, 2008. Now I got nothing on that too.
Half-Life?
Oh, I don't know, man. Missed.
No. Two Human.
Missed was the one.
Too Human.
Oh my god, Human was too fucking human. Terrible. That was supposed to be a four-disc game?
It was supposed to be a four-disc game back in 1999. And I had two bonus questions for that, one of which was, what were those two games that Silicon Knights did between 2000 and 2005?
Half-Life.
No, Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid Remake
for GameCube and Eternal Darkness. And what company slapped Silicon Knights with a lawsuit in 2007 that resulted in them recalling all unsold copies of their games? Epic Games sued them for the Unreal Engine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yep. So that was that. Rise wins. Play your little song.
Okay. Of course I would. All right, Max. Well, thanks, brother.
Who came in last place?
I want to thank Giant for lending me that South Park game. It's getting me through this sickness pretty well.
Where are you at?
He's just finished his house.
Sorry.
I think he's in the game.
Right, I know.
Just finished the game, so I'm just going around collecting the last little bit of collectibles in it.
All right, cool, man. I'll see you Friday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. All right, thanks for playing.
I'll make a shorter quiz next time.
No, it's all right. Well, next time he'll be in studio, so it will be
answerable quiz. Like, holy shit.
I don't know, man.
I knew one. I just answered what he answered a couple times.
I mean, I won, you know?
No, you know what? Let me make a quiz next week. Holy shit, I want to get out of this.
Yeah.
None of you guys even know what the answers are.
See, you know what's good about this, though? I can't lose.
Yeah, it's enjoyable, right? It's enjoyable.
Yeah, that's great. Now I know how you feel for the last 39 episodes.
Right. I know. It's a power trip. All right, so that was the quiz. That was fun.
I had fun.
Because you won.
Right. Anyway, I guess we'll move. Oh, there it is again. Oh, there's nothing I can do about it. I brought a little music for Giant, too.
Boo! Boo! Rubbish! Filth! Slime! Muck! Boo!
Would you get, like, boo! One more point than me?
Boo! Get one more point, yes.
It was an epic point.
You fucking answered, like, three questions, right, you dickface?
Anyway, we were going to do the history of worms, but as you guys can hear, Max Barracuda is tucked in his little bed.
Chicken soup. I didn't hear shit. I heard, I'm sick.
Right.
Can't shake it.
So I guess we're not going to do that, but we'll go into I liked the discussion of the genres last week, so I think I'm going to continue. I'm going to ride that wave as long as it's feeling good. So let's go into a history of a genre.
Where's my button?
Where is my
button? Button press. Fail.
You only got 16, motherfucker. Press one.
All right, here we go.
Rise of the Phoenix.
I call that shit. It's the Rise
of the Phoenix. You idiot.
I'm actually trying to find it. Whatever. It's a history of genre. We don't need
it's
the button.
It's a history.
We don't need the history.
There you go.
The We're doing strategy games.
Yeah.
StarCraft.
Everybody's, well, it's my favorite genre, so I assume it's everybody's favorite genre.
We're talking about strategies and like real-time strategy.
Or turn-based strategy.
He's just
not so much RPG, but...
He's just talking about Heroes of Might and Magic.
Anyway, I have a list of my three top favorites.
Dun, dun, dun.
Number one, Heroes of Might and Magic. Heroes of Might and Magic 3, specifically. 3, I think, had that perfect... I mean... It is a tactical RPG if you're playing one player, but I believe it becomes a strategy game if you're playing Hot Seat or more than one player. It's got this perfect medieval fantasy game that combines town building and exploration and magic and unit upgrades.
You mean Hot Seat as in, like, okay, I do my stuff, get out of the chair, somebody else comes in and does their stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Making sure that's what we're talking about. Okay.
So, I mean, it's the perfect strategy game. It's got everything. It's got exploration and the magic, and you have to build up your generals and tactically fight. And it's just the ultimate game. But I didn't want to just throw that out there because obviously I've talked about it on the show before. So I have two other ones. Gladios, which I've talked about on the show also, which is kind of an RPG, but not really, because when you're fighting, you have to worry about positions. It was a Roman game. And you can play it multiple ways. You can really get different characters. You can have an whole satyr army or a whole centaur army. And it was pretty good. But the one I haven't talked about on the show before is Archon. Anybody Archon?
Don't know that one.
Isn't that like one of those like diner games, like R-Type or some shit like that? Where
you were thinking of Arknoid.
All right. Well, I wouldn't really consider that strategy. It's tough.
You got to get the lasers.
Once you have the three beams, man, you're like God.
No. Archon was... It came out in the year of our Lord, 1983. The year of my birth. It's a battle chess game. It's you can cast spells mid-game. It also... Certain squares give you upgrades. And when you move to take another piece, you both are transported into this overhead arena to do battle. And, of course, the higher value pieces have... sometimes they have spells, sometimes the horses, or on the good side, or phoenixes, can burst out fire from them, and of course, the pawns are little nothings with clubs, but you can conceivably, if the player is absolutely terrible, lose anyway to a pawn, even if you attacked it. And it's actually pretty fun. I still play it to this day. They have an iOS version of it now, and I play it. You can't play it two players anymore, which was really my deal back in the day, but it is an excellent strategy game. And of course, my last one is Worms, which I, you know, Max Barracuda again, you stole the wind out of my sails.
The thunder.
But Worms is actually a physics-based turn-based strategy game, if anyone cares.
More of a Stephen Hawking type game.
Right. Right, astrophysics. So, around the room, who's got a favorite?
I can give you the list right now.
Yeah?
You already said Worms, StarCraft, and General Chaos.
General Chaos was excellent.
See older episodes for General Chaos, and right. StarCraft is basically Warcraft, where it's you need a mouse to play it. But it was imported on 64. They did have one on the 64, so they did have it on the console. It was a little slow, needless to say, because there's too much shit going on, but it's a point-and-click, you know, upgrade, mine, and just battle out with all the other enemies on the board.
I know StarCraft came out first, but whenever somebody mentions real-time strategy games, Command & Conquer, right in my mind.
No, Command & Conquer came out first.
Did it?
The original Command & Conquer.
I thought StarCraft was way
back. If I had internet, I'd look it up. I'm not Pete right now, so.
Command & Conquer is an old game. StarCraft came out.
Oh, I know. It's got, like, a ton of...
I'm sorry, StarCraft came out after Warcraft, like, and that game came out probably 95, 96, while I think Command & Conquer dates back to, like, a little bit earlier than that.
Yeah?
And Command & Conquer was a pretty awesome game.
Command & Conquer is what I think of.
I have a feeling that it did come out beforehand. But the ones I've played, because there's how many out there now, 10 to 15 of them.
Do you know
Command & Conquer?
Who made them?
Because I know Blizzard made Warcraft, the Craft series or whatever. But
I have no idea. I have Red Alert for PlayStation. I don't even know who the fuck made that.
Everyone's got Red Alert.
It was the cheapest one. You
know? Right.
Because I bought that stuff used. But I enjoyed playing it more so for PC because point and click stuff like that where you have to highlight a certain number of people.
It's just easier.
It's so much easier. But it is still good when it's ported to consoles. Which goes with my one of my top strategy games, the Civilization series. I haven't understood a damn thing since the third one. But playing Civilization 2, Civilization 2 Gold, the SNES port of Civilization, which I played nonstop when I was a kid, those were great games. Those were I still have to kind of get back into it because I'm fucking lazy. But those were games.
You know what's actually an interesting little fact for me, at least a downloadable general in, and I just found this out. And I didn't go back and look it up, but I've played the Civilization games at first, too. I haven't played the newest one, even though I downloaded it for free.
The Revolution? Or
right. I haven't played that one.
That's for consoles. That's
right.
That's not on PC at all.
I don't like PC. Those type of games for consoles. No, I really don't like strategy games for consoles.
Yeah, because a game like that really shouldn't,
Right.
Yeah, you can port it to a console, but it's not as good. Nowhere near as good. I totally agree.
I don't play them.
I also want to mention the worst one ever is a Super SNES. I'm sorry, Super Nintendo. I'm not positive that's the first installment of it, but Populous was like the worst game I've ever played.
Didn't that come off right on the coattails of SimCity?
It was
like the SNES port of SimCity.
I was confounded on how you even played. No, it was one of the first. SNES games.
Cause EA published Command & Conquer, the first one.
That makes sense.
Sorry, I'm
For Populous, it was one of the first Super Nintendo games because my mom just got it for me at random because there wasn't that many out for Super Nintendo, so I got Mario and Populous to start the system off with. And Mario, awesome. And Populous, I'm like, what the fuck is this game? And it was so unclear. I read the instruction manual. And it just tells you, the story part of what everything was. And tell you how to use anything. It was the most, unclear game ever, and it sucked. I hated it. The worst. Wow.
Well, anyway, just to throw out that little civilization tidbit, one of the downloadable generals, or whatever, is Ragnar Lothbrok from...
Vikings?
Yeah, I didn't know he was an actual historical figure that Vikings based it on.
You think history's not going to have a historical figure? Well,
no, history does aliens now.
Hold on, wait.
That's their deal.
Name a few more Vikings that you know of by name.
Eric the Red.
Thor.
Not a real one.
Loki.
Okay, but
Odin.
Loki. Okay, real ones that we know from history.
Eric.
Aside from Eric the Red, how many do you have? Not that many.
Ragnar.
They got to pick someone. So.
What's his brother's name? I almost said Bobo, but. What was,
Bobo?
No,
Viking?
Rollo.
Rollo
Lothbrok.
Anyway,
Rollo's badass.
Dude, he is pretty nasty.
Anyway, would you consider a game like Final Fantasy Tactics to be a strategy game? You ever play that?
Oh, Beowulf, right? Wasn't he Viking?
He was an honorary Viking / samurai /
It was very iffy where he was about.
Mayan warrior. He was just, he was a black belt all around.
So anytime you needed him to have a tactic, he had it.
Yeah. Final Fantasy Tactics, yeah, sure. The tactical strategies.
It's basically you're set up with a grid and you move around, you do a move.
That's what I consider strategy.
Okay, so then
Metal Gear had one.
I like that game. I have another game that I bought for like really cheap for Xbox. I think it's called Spectral Force 3 or something like that.
Did not play that.
3, okay. Huh?
Yeah, same premise. You know, you're a grid, you move, you attack, so on and so forth. I like that kind of game. It's a little slow moving, so if you want to level up, it's not your game.
I even count like Kingdom of Keflings, I guess. You know, it's a strategy game.
Strategy game, but you can't really lose in it.
Now, would you consider like a just any like turn-based fighting game, like the South Park game, or
no?
That's more like an RPG lineup.
It's like a thin line, you know. I think if you can move the characters around, I consider it a strategy game.
What about all the old school computer games like Sam Max, Day of the Tentacle, Lucio Larry?
Those are more like point and click adventures,
right?
I would definitely call them a.
And I adventure. Love those old games.
They hold up.
Leisure Suit Larry does not hold up.
Oh,
to
dude,
anything.
It's hilarious.
Leisure Suit Larry is still kind of fun and whatever, but I'm talking about like the original Sam and Max and Day of the Tentacle, like old school LucasArts game. Amazing.
No, those the
Gladios LucasArts, by the way.
Actually, really? I think about Sierra. What's a King's Quest? Those King's games Quest. Were
oh,
straight
King's
up
Quest.
A dose
yeah.
of boring.
Yeah, but strategy. I mean, strategy games can get a
no,
long
no,
tedious,
no.
But I love
those
them.
Games were straight up boring. There was nothing fun about them.
Yeah, strategy games are a murky. Tower defense? Does anyone count tower defense as strategy?
I wouldn't really count that because that seems a little bit more. I don't know. It doesn't seem like real-time strategy. Maybe it still would be considered a strategy game.
What about Myst and the 11th Ghost or whatever?
No, Myst was hot boring. And
all the fun
mystery
of owning,
game.
I want to say point-and-click adventure, but adventure's too good a word.
Yeah.
All the
yeah.
fun of reading a book on your computer.
Right. I was hanging out by a dock for a little bit.
The graphics are amazing. And it was like one of the first CD-ROM things. I was like, wow. Then you play the game. It's just like, I've just read for a half an hour.
Right. That was basically Otis Redding sitting by the dock of the bay.
Are we doing a shoot the breeze thing after this?
Yeah.
Because I have something to talk about.
We totally can.
Okay, good.
I have a news story that we missed. So,
okay.
So we can do that.
Let's go back to the news. Play the clip. Play your Rise Like Phoenix.
Donate money. All
right. No, I got the news clip. Why? You guys want to go back to the news? We're done with strategy games? Let me ask. Which one do you guys prefer? Real-time or turn-based?
Real-time.
You know, I'm the kind of guy who likes to play just kind of like half paying attention, so I'd say turn-based.
I like turn-based too, just because I feel there's more strategy than real-time. Although real-time does have that element of you got to get shit done.
No, there's way more strategy in real-time because turn-based you could collect yourself and be like, okay, what do I need to do?
Oh, yeah.
It's like chess more than real-time is there's panic modes where I'm getting attacked here and then they're just flanking you and oh my God, they're behind me. They have I'm going back to StarCraft, but there's a ghost in my shit. I need to build something real quick to fuck with that. I think it's way more intense because it's you have to react right then. There's no time to soak it all in and be like, what do I got
to
do?
Right, but you equated it to chess, and chess is like the ultimate strategy game, right?
Yeah, but we're not talking which is more strategical. We're talking about which is the better.
If you like,
which one do you think defines strategy game more?
I mean, really, they're both. I don't think you could really crown one.
Yeah, if you like games that really flow fast, real time is for you. Like, again, with Civilization, you have time to go sit there and like look at someone else's city and say, oh, what are you building?
Yeah.
If real time, if you try to go do that, you come back to your city's blown up. You're like,
oh,
fuck.
Oh, in my house, if you're playing Hot Seat Heroes of Might and Magic and you're peeping my shit out on my turn, there's going to be an issue. There's going to be a fist fight.
I think half the problem with the turn-based ones is like playing Risk, where it's fun at first. But when you're in that fourth hour of just like playing, then your turns become so robotic.
I spent weekends playing Heroes. And
but I'm just saying, it just gets very robotic after a while.
It does.
Well, that's why I like, again, Civilization thing. You can play for so long, but at least you can save it. You can walk away. You can come back and just finish it up later on.
That's
but
true.
There is a point where like you get into like way into future years and the fight's just going, you're like, ah, fuck it, just start over again, because you don't win fast enough.
Right, well, with Heroes, you gotta go around, and once the board is uncovered and you've dug up all the treasure and stuff, it's meh.
Yeah.
Not that it's meh, I mean, I like it, but, That's the fun.
In the case of like Civilization, you boil it down to two guys left, and they have both fully advanced civilizations.
Right.
It's not ending anytime soon. You better, you know.
Right. Whoever strikes first is going to go up against it and probably lose, and then they're going to be and then at a severe disadvantage.
You just got to dig in for the long haul if you're really playing it to the end. So.
Right.
Like that, I think that's half my problem with the turn-based games is that they're very slow, and they just last forever.
Right. All right, would you guys say, I have to say the strategy game's my favorite genre of single player game. I mean, obviously I like multiplayer, I just
I don't know if it's my favorite genre. I mean, just really reminiscing about the point-and-click action-adventure, I think I like that better than strategy.
Yeah, I might go home and download Sam & Max.
Yeah, okay. Fuck, Day of the Tentacle, Full Throttle, all those like mid-90s games are fantastic.
I just feel, all right, let me just, to cap my point, I feel that the best victory is when you finally win that strategy game. You know, there's no fluke about it. You won. You beat out your opponent with strategy.
Sure, if you played on a high enough difficulty and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I like playing multiplayer.
Yeah, it depends how many people you played with. A lot of people like my nets that have good politics and just get taken out.
Right, I know.
Especially if you're all sitting there.
But it's just like chess. Like, I feel a more accomplishment when I beat someone in chess than when I do in, let's say, Pop-O-Matic Trouble. Like, or Sorry.
Yeah, I can't.
I just remember
Trouble. Or Chutes and Ladders.
I can't relate because I can't beat anybody in chess, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty excellent at chess.
Giant Shock's pretty good at it. I beat him the last time we played, and then
To be fair, you beat me on what was it? It was the Wizard of Oz board. So I'm like looking at everything. Like, what the fuck is the little dog? What is Toto? Like, what the fuck is that?
Gotcha.
Wow.
The Scarecrow. All right. I mean, like, what's the Scarecrow? Like, I guess
you weren't in Kansas anymore, homie. I don't know what to tell you, man.
the Scarecrow, Lion, and the Tin Man. I guess the Tin Man's the knight. I guess.
Giant Shock's pretty good at chess. Anyway.
Your news thing.
You want to shoot the breeze?
No, you said you have a news thing.
I was going to hit it and shoot the breeze, but I guess okay, I can. Okay. You know what?
We like to end the show with the shoot the breeze.
Yeah. All right, fine. Let's just hit the history again. Or not history, the news again for a second.
Call that motherfucker pedo.
Dick! You're lucky I love that song.
All right. And we're done. So. Xbox One, and I'm just hitting it because I wanted to ask you guys your opinion. Xbox One came out with a 25... I mean, they touted themselves as an indie game monster that was going to come out.
Xbox did?
Yeah.
I thought it was PS4.
PS4 though. Did, and then Xbox closely followed suit when they were in that... Well, we're not online all the time mode, you know?
When they were taking back everything they said.
Right.
I thought Xbox had a function where you can make games.
They do.
I mean, I'm never going to do that, but I'm saying like...
No, and you don't want to open that up. Either it wasn't intended for normal people to make games.
Yeah, like, so you put normies out there.
Yeah, you put your system in. I can't control this system
right,
anymore.
Right. Well, anyway, they came out with. So I'm reading this and I'm super psyched. Last night, as a matter of fact, they come out. Hey, we got 25 games coming out, and I start looking, and I see I'm going down. And I'm like, oh, Castle Storm's coming out with a new game. Cool, I like Castle Storm. And then I click on it. And it's the old Castle Storm. So then I start going down the game, and I'm like, oh, Guacamelee. I remember that game. But that's already out. Chuck's Challenge 3D, that's already out.
They're taking games that were previously out and just putting them on Xbox One?
Yes.
So nothing novel.
Yeah, so who gives a fuck? Well, right? I can play all these games already, Xbox One. You're not tricking me.
All right, well, to give them a break, I think that they are going to have a bunch of indie games, but like just like they only have really Titanfall.
Listen, I don't want to shit on any of these games. I went to the actual Guacamelee website and they said, hey, we're super psyched, we're going to be on the new gen systems, PS4 and Xbox One, and we are coming out with a bunch of new stuff for the game exclusively for the console. So at least I didn't go through all 25 games because I didn't, but it's nice to hear that they're excited about it and they're doing it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, come on. To come out and say, oh, we're getting first 25 indie-developed games.
We're rehashing the same
How
shit.
Fucking hard could it have been? And also, I want to know, I got Castle Storm. at least on Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. I better not have to pay for it again on Xbox One.
Is World of Tanks on that list?
World of Tanks.
I don't think World of Tanks. No, it's not.
Well, World of Tanks is a free one.
So. I know.
I guess I'll save it for Shoot the Breeze. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to throw that out there, that there you're not fooling me, Major Nelson. I've played these fucking games before, okay? And also, Pinball Arcade, that doesn't count as an indie game.
I thought that came with the system.
It comes with, like, Windows.
Yeah, seriously, like that and Minesweeper, Solitaire, you know.
Right, I mean, I don't want to crap on any of these games.
I actually would fucking rock a little Minesweep. Like,
I love that game.
Yeah, that game is so fun.
I mean,
look at the graphics!
The absolute last thing I want to do is crap on an indie game.
Yo, can you imagine how much you'd hate Minesweep if they used a Kinect to play it?
One would ever win.
I'd just be like, trying to move a card.
Okay, alright. I'm pretty sure it's like 98% impossible to lose in the first round. With the Kinect, you'd lose the first round every time.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, I'm just imagining all these games you just mentioned, like with the Kinect, like pinball, the Kinect. You stand there like a dick, like your finger banging in the air.
No, I'm not doing that.
Like you're tickling a fat kid. Like you're like,
like what are you getting? Attacked by a ghost? What the fuck are you doing, bro?
All right, I just wanted to throw that out there. You know, it came out last night. I didn't do a bunch of research. I remember a couple titles though that I've played previously, and I was like, hey, you know what?
No, they're just bringing stuff to the new system.
It's yeah. How hard could that have been?
Probably harder than you think.
No.
Bro, my iPad won't fuck with the old iTunes.
The only thing I would say is that if they're going to do something that lazy, the people who have it for the previous systems should get a discounted price for buying the new
one. For free, PS4 gave a bunch of that. When PS4 first came out with the indie games last month, if you would have bought them on PS3 and they were available on PS3, they were free.
Oh, I feel that any game that's transferred over and you have the rights to the game itself, you should be able to freely download it for free.
I mean, they should.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to Shoot in the Breeze.
Shoot that angelic.
I have to get my own music now.
I won. There's nothing I could do. I mean, the iPad's got a mind of its own. Oh my god.
Okay.
All right, let's wrap it up. What do you guys?
I have a breeze thing.
All right.
Okay. This goes into our conversation last week, and it's gonna put a few more nails in your idea of getting extra airplay. I told you I was going to go home and play Shaq Fu. I fucking did.
Did you?
That game sucks balls.
Yeah, it does.
However, in the process of playing that, I also found a game on my computer that my friend gave me. It was Steven Seagal as the Final Option.
Was he fat or thin in that game?
I will show it to you after the thing, but basically, like, you know how like Mortal Kombat looks, that kind of like almost real looking thing?
Yeah.
It's him, and I'm just going around punching scientists for no reason.
Scientists?
Yeah. He hates science, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to take you to the bank. The blood bank.
But I found that
he's
by
dude, actually, that would actually be pretty dope. Like, he's jumping around, and they're like, that's not physically possible.
I would love to see.
You're not physically possible.
I would love to see Fat Seagal, and it just took you a long time to get anywhere. It was just like,
yeah,
you got HD sweat coming off you.
This game does take you a long time to get anywhere.
Or just as Aikido nonsense, where you couldn't attack anybody, you had to wait for people to attack you.
Richie killed Bobby Lupo. He's like walking up and down that train. Whose mic is going bananas? At least it didn't happen during the real show.
That'd be yours.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh,
there
you go. Snap.
Nice.
All right. I want to say, as long as you're done with...
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm a big sports game fan, and I just was looking into seeing the new baseball game is coming out, and 2K Sports canceled its 2K MLB 2K series. It's gone. It's dead. Done with the win. So the only baseball...
Oh, so they're fucking done, then.
Well, no, they do basketball, which I didn't...
But why would they cancel baseball?
I guess it just wasn't selling well. I know that the PlayStation 4, PlayStation in general, the Major League Baseball, the show, it was their version of it. and it totally every year was won all the awards for sports games. And
I'm not
better.
I'm not a huge sports game guy, and by that I mean I don't own any sports games. But I remember when 2K came out, they were blowing it out of the water because they were only $40, right?
No, they were $20, but that was only to get some of the market because EA owned the market at that point, and this was like 2005, so they put out their basketball game and they put out their NFL game for $20, and then EA in turn bought all the rights to the NFL, and they're like, "Well, put out another $20 football game, dicks." So they in turn bought all the rights to baseball, and that's why EA lost its Triple Play franchise.
Okay, all right. Sounds like you should do a sports game quiz next.
I should.
You should.
But none of you guys are going to know any of the answers because you guys never
I'll know a couple, man. I've played enough with you. If I remember, I still own the title of Super Bowl Master, right? Didn't we? We played an entire season.
Now you fought for your title because we played multiple seasons after that.
But I won that.
You did win one of the seasons you were involved in, yes.
Right. Okay. The only season.
No, you were involved in the ones before that.
Negative.
Yes, you were.
Not the whole season.
You didn't play the whole season. You just played the Super Bowl. So,
if you play part of a season and then leave, or you play only one game of a season, you went out. Whoops, pussy.
Okay. Well, I
little Dustin talk I hear from Danny.
I definitely won. I definitely won that ring, though. Right. I had the commercials that year.
Anyway, but going back to the baseball. So the only baseball game out there now is MLB The Show, and I'm drafting all my fantasy baseball teams and. The show pushed back their release to May, and I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, because I'd rather them take more time and make the game better. But, I mean, they've added, like, individual hair technology on all the players. Well, I mean, which is, like, you've never played these, like, simulation games like the wrestling games and the baseball games, the football games, but it's really cool to, like, actually have, like, realistic-looking hair on a person, like, in a game like that, where it's, like, usually these people look so bogus.
Well, the last wrestling game I played was, what, GameCube?
It was a long time ago.
We used to go nuts. And, yeah, that was blocky hair.
Yeah, it was really blocky. And plus, they usually have about, like, 20 different, like, fan modules where they have, like, sections and sections and sections of the same, like, you know, copy-pasted fans. Now they have over, like, 100,000 different.
Cool.
One thing I just want to add that they added is that they added a mode where if you play a season, you could continue your season on the new game, which is like they have the exact save where you were. Because I always hated that where if you buy the new game, your old save from where your old franchise was didn't come with you. So you had to literally restart the whole game from the season right after that with none of your saves, none of the people you built up.
Oh, cool.
I'm shocked that it took them that long to ever be like put that in a game where, oh, you know what, these people might want to play a season mode and not to restart everything, but get the new graphics, get the new players.
So, dude, that had to be them just listening to fans at that point.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a backwards compatibility type thing.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
So I'm really stoked about the show. And
question pertaining to that though, if do you have to own the exact previous game, or do you have to? Can you own like a previous one?
I'm gonna say that since it's on the PS4. Mm-hmm. This new one?
Anything on the PS3 would count, I guess.
I'm going to say that their PS4 saves from now on will count.
Well, Danny, you're the achievement master. Wasn't there a game where you bought... I remember a game where if you had the first one, you got like an achievement as soon as the second one started up.
You have to be more clear about that, because I'm sure there's a bunch out there that do that.
As soon as you started up, you got something extra for being...
Well, a lot of games do that. Of games do that with, like, you know, Avatar shit and just in-game stuff. It's like,
I want to say it's a Rainbow Six games, that I got some extra swag.
I only have one Rainbow Six game. So.
It was the Rainbow Six games. You got some extra, like, hats and stupid shit.
There's other games that do that, ones previously. They did that with Gears of War 3. It's like, oh, you played this, you played the beta, so you get this now.
You
got the skins in the multiplayer.
Yeah.
You had all the Carmines if you beat it on like.
They're doing it with the Metal Gear game. Yeah. I'll get extra shit for owning it.
Yeah, but there's no established awesome multiplayer to that, though.
No.
Where Gears in the multiplayer, you can play as the old Carmines, you can play as Ty,
right.
All the old guys. Kim, if you had beat the game on a certain level, they gave you the old skins that you could use.
Well, quick around the room, before we wrap it up, you know, we should be wrapping it up. What would be your best, because I'm only bringing this up because I thought of a badass downloadable skin. If you could have a skin in any game, what would it be?
I mean, I guess it'd have to be a multiplayer game, because, I mean, it's not worth having a skin, not in that month, but
I mean, if you could come up with different skins for the Titans, that would be pretty dope. I'm tired of looking at the same ass.
I would. You know what? I would want Animation movie from the 90s. It was voiced by Vin Diesel's Iron Giant. Iron Giant. Titan.
Nice. Okay. I mean, Titan skins in general
with the Superman logo on them, and he just goes around rocking other ones.
For most or any third person shooter kind of game, Mega Man skin.
Nice.
Just walk around, like, you know, even the Grand Theft Auto world as Mega Man.
Okay.
Which I'm sure
I would also like to go through Double Dragon as the Battletoads.
Well, they had Double Dragon and Battletoads.
The original game.
They had Double Dragon and Battletoads.
Right.
But you want to swap the two, like, you know, put the Double Dragons into Battletoads and the other ones into the other ones.
All right. For me, I know they came out with Batman downloadable skins. For some reason, they come out with it well after I've beaten the games. Like the Arkham games. They come out with the animated series one. Now that the Batmobile is involved, if I could drive around the new Arkham City that's coming out as animated series Batman in the animated series car and stuff, that would be pretty exciting for me.
Speaking of Xbox One, in the game Rise, I would like Titus Pulo from Rome and Marcus Aurelius from Gladiator to be one of the two skins.
Nice.
So I could be like Russell Crowe or fucking, I don't know if you guys, any of you guys watch Rome,
yeah.
But Titus Pulo, who was like the awesome character in that.
Yeah. You know what would actually be sick? If any Final Fantasy game, I could swap them out for Cloud and Tifa.
Well, that's what they did with the new one. They gave you costumes for those characters. Go ahead.
I don't get why those games, like, they're so, that 7 is so popular. The story doesn't even make sense, I feel. Like, just throw the characters back in there, always.
I love 7. I love the story and everything. They keep going back to that because it's one of the bigger fan ones, although I hear that 6 is significantly better.
Did they ever make a 7 too?
They made Advent Children the movie, and they also made Crisis Core, which was the Zack story, the black-haired guy.
Mm-hmm. I called him Barrett in the game.
Barrett was the black guy.
Yeah, right. The gun hand, right?
No, I'm sorry, the black-haired guy.
The one that Cloud thought he was the entire game. Anyway, it was a while ago.
But with Final Fantasy 13, they changed up the whole thing. They brought back a lot of the old stuff as far as your role-playing stuff. So if you were a fighter soldier character, you could wear Cloud's uniform. They had a costume for Yuna from Final Fantasy X. You know, these are some of, like, the more
Titus,
recent.
I would think.
Yeah, I don't think they had Titus.
No?
They had Aeris, they had Cloud, and they had Yuna, to my knowledge. I only have two of those three, and I don't know what they've done. I think every week they've been releasing more, so I'm sure they have tons.
I'm sure Titus is coming out with his...
I wouldn't be surprised.
His short overalls or whatever.
I wouldn't be surprised. Which one's Waka?
Waka was Titus's boy that threw the ball at people.
Oh, no. I was thinking of Shadow Hearts, the guy with holding the fucking box the whole time. That's a different story.
Okay. All right. That's the reason I like Kingdom Hearts so much, is because I get to see all the old characters.
I want any of the Gears of War series, a Bender mold.
Heh. For Marcus, just call it what it is. Joe DiMaggio.
But when I'm dressed as Marcus, you know? Or,
yeah.
Just have every John DiMaggio character ever just appear in that game in different skins. Yeah, that's fine.
I could use some of that.
It's like the Simpsons episode where everybody who was voiced by John Lovitz appeared.
Oh, that was awesome. They were all sitting on a bench or whatever?
Yeah, at Moe's. Yeah, to do one of those.
Did they do the same thing for Phil Hartman when he died, where they, like, announced on TV that, like,
yes,
all these people that Phil Hartman fucking voiced, like,
Heartbreak.
That was one of the best things about him, though. Like, he did the same voice every time, but it was great every time.
It was funny that he didn't.
I love Troy McClure in that show. Like, he always made me laugh.
No, man, the monorail salesman.
It was like fucked up monorail was, like, coming apart the first, you know, trip around.
Yeah. Do you know Zach Brannigan was originally wrote for him before he died?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because when I was younger, I was like, this guy's doing a Phil and Hartman impression.
Right.
I wonder if he recorded some of it before he died.
Like, oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
No, but... no. I mean, he probably didn't. Actually, it might have been around the same time. It was like 97, 98.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in my head, I was like, did he record some stuff before he died? Because, like, this sounds just like Phil Hartman.
It was made for him.
Yeah.
It was made for him. What a loss.
Yeah.
Phil Hartman.
Still Phil.
Kate Manlayer. All right. So, everybody, from us, from Giant, from Novus, from myself, not from Max. He hates you.
Fuck that. Grandpa Salts.
Thanks for playing.